You're listening to SBS News.
The reality of cyber attacks, now one of the new weapons of war, has prompted the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to warn Australian organisations that they need to be alert to the dangers this type of warfare poses. The comments come after the Australian Cybersecurity Centre recommended that organisations urgently adopt an enhanced cybersecurity posture. Mr. Morrison says Russia could possibly retaliate against Australian sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine with a cyber attack, but it was taking measures to counter such attacks.
We cannot go into too much detail about all those sorts of issues and the other supports we're providing to NATO and our partners in their efforts in supporting Ukraine, but you can rest assured that we are working very closely with those partners and allies to support them in their time of need. We have people embedded in a range of different roles and they are doing an excellent job. We still have not had any confirmed reports of cyber attacks here into Australia, but at the same time we advise everyone to remain on high alert.
Ukraine has fallen victim to a mass data-wiping cyber attack in recent days, with the Eastern European nation's government, foreign ministry and state security service websites targeted. Adam Myers is Senior Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, which monitors and analyzes cyber threats.
They're meant to deny or degrade access to a web server or some other system. So they can be used to basically dump traffic at a target environment so that legitimate requests can't get through. They look for things that can be used to slow down the service. And whether that be a web server or something else, they'll make a series of requests that will consume a lot of resources on that system, slow it down, which means that legitimate users can't get access to those services.
In addition to attacks in Ukraine, cybersecurity researchers say unidentified attackers had infected hundreds of computers with destructive malware, some in neighboring Latvia and Lithuania. Cyber attacks have been a key tool of Russian aggression in Ukraine since before 2014, when the Kremlin annexed Crimea and hackers tried to disrupt elections. They were also used against Estonia in 2007 and Georgia in 2008. Researchers say a previously unseen piece of data-wiping malware has been used in recent days, and it's unclear how many networks were affected, but it's been detected in three organizations: the Ukrainian government contractors in Latvia and Lithuania, and a financial institution in Ukraine. Russia has denied the allegations. Mr. Meyer says it's a strategy often used before a physical attack.
You know, oftentimes there'll be an aerial bombardment before ground troops go in, and think of cyber as being one of the things that can occur before that aerial bombardment in order to try to deny, degrade and disrupt some of the systems that the people of Ukraine, the government of Ukraine are reliant on. There have been a series of these types of activities over the last 9 years, and this has been a component, I think, of how the Russians have been trying to soften up Ukraine and also try to figure out where they could cause the most damage in the case of armed conflict, which is what we're looking at today.
Australia's Cybersecurity Centre has issued an alert saying the attacks on Ukraine could have consequences for Australia as well. It warns of unintended disruption or uncontained malicious cyber activities. Lauren Zaburek, the director of the cyber project at Harvard Kennedy School's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs, says Ukraine has good IT capabilities and would be well prepared for an attack of this nature. But she says it's too early to tell what the full impact of this malware attack will be.
I'm watching this particular malware. I want to see where it goes, what it does, if it does spread, or if it does stay relatively localized, relatively targeted. I'm looking to see what happens across the world with our allies, you know, especially after foreign policy action. So a lot can play out in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. So I think we should be prepared. We need to, you know, even at the individual level, be prepared to take steps to protect ourselves in the cyber realm on our digital devices in that space.
Alan Lee, SBS News.